From Mendocino County Public Broadcasting, this is the KZYX News for Monday, July 27th. I'm Sarah Wright. Mendocino County was put on the state's COVID-19 watch list over the weekend, which means that all the schools in the county must reopen with distance learning. And with 26 cases under the age of 16, 10 of those under 5, kids are not immune. Parents in the Ukiah Unified School District are relieved that their children won't be exposed to the virus at school, but distance learning didn't get a rave review either.
That turned into a nightmare for my family.
In a word, torture. It was awful.
Lillian Ruby has a 9-year-old daughter and a 3-year-old son. She works days and her husband works nights, so they take shifts with the kids, but those kids have very different needs.
It's really hard to give the proper focus to each child. That was a big struggle, too. I mean, we can't even play a board game as a family because the age gap is so great that, a 3-year-old board game doesn't really provide much to a 9-year-old.
Angela James, the vice chair for the Pinoleville-Pomo Nation, pointed out that older relatives and older kids are struggling with extra duties. She has a 16-year-old daughter and a 15-year-old son. She and her husband are both essential workers, and sometimes she doesn't get home until 9 or 10 o'clock at night.
A lot of Native American students who are being raised by grandparents or older aunts and uncles, and, you know, technology and tech savvy isn't something that they can do, and they can't help the student in their house. And sometimes it's not just one student, and you have multiple different grade levels. You know, you might have an elementary student and a high school student living in the same household, and you're expecting, elders to help, and it's difficult. It's a difficult situation because myself, I know I struggled, and I depended a lot on my older child to help the younger child because it wasn't user-friendly, I guess you could say.
Ruby reflected that sometimes schoolwork falls by the wayside.
And then you start, as a parent, questioning what's more important, her doing the schoolwork or the sanity of the family. Basically, you know, if you're fighting with your child all the time, it really does not help the family as a whole. It doesn't help them. And so we had to kind of ease up on the schooling, and she still did a lot, and it was still very difficult, but she did not do as much as was asked of her.
And James says her high school-age children are expected to do a lot of online work.
If an adult went to an online college and took courses, they would never be required to take 6 at a time. Online colleges, usually you're taking maybe 3, and you never take them all at once. And so I was just thinking of that one night. I'm like, you're having to do 6 online classes, and then, like I said, my children take college classes at Mendo, and then those went all online. So I'm like, now you're like doing 8 online classes. So I just kept encouraging them and letting them know how proud I was of them, because that's difficult.
One phrase that's made its way into the educational lexicon is crisis learning. That's the description for the distance learning model that teachers started implementing over a weekend in mid-March. James said the main thing she wants is a stronger online curriculum in the fall. Anne Mulgard, the president of the Ukiah Unified School District Board of Trustees, says the district is spending a lot of time and money on that very thing. UUSD students have Chromebooks, and the district bought 150 Wi-Fi connectors, which, before COVID-19, were called hotspots. The district serves about 6,000 students, which is roughly half the student body of Mendocino County, including Redwood Valley, Hopland, and Pinoleville. At a special meeting on July 17th, before the county got on the state watch list, the board voted unanimously to start the school year with distance learning. Superintendent Deb Cuban asked for and received budgetary discretion to prepare for the new conditions. She said the price tag for staff training could be as high as $840,000. The district was allocated over $5.6 million from the CARES Act. Mulgard talked about what that money is for.
teachers really are trained to teach in person. And so it's kind of the art of good teaching, but there's some science to it too. And that's what a lot of our money will be spent on over the next month, really, is having teachers come in and learn from the people who are already experts at distance learning. And part of that is Edgenuity software platform. There might be some other platforms as well that we use. So we're not just going to take a canned program from somewhere else. We're going to make sure that it works with what our standards are here in California and what the teacher's strengths are. But all of that takes a lot of time and effort. So in addition to buying whatever expertise we have, we're actually asking the teachers to work longer. And so we'll be negotiating that with them. There's five days at the beginning of the school year that are all for teacher training, professional development. But maybe we need more. And so we'll be negotiating that with the teachers over the next couple weeks.
Tomorrow morning from 9 to 11, UUSD teachers will rally at the district offices on Orchard Street in Ukiah in a show of support for teachers and staff who want to teach remotely from home rather than in the classroom. We'll hear more about that tonight.
You know, one good thing is that teachers are perhaps more valued by parents now than they were before because they realize, you know, the high skill level that they actually do have.
For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Wright. For all our local news, with photos and more, visit kzyx.org.